Now, it's time for a little R&R.
Follow to the bucket, lays it up and in.
Ball game, Rizzo!
Live in the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
This team is going to be tough when they finally get it together.
Sit back and relax. Let Russo and Rizzo take you home.
Oh, mercy!
The 5 p.m. hour of Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3, presented by Good Greek Moving and Storage. You get Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo, Christian Catt. We're at the City Place Studios right here in downtown West Palm Beach. You can listen live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter/X at ESPN West Palm, ESPN South Florida. If you missed any of the show, you want to listen back, go to Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, or search up Russo and Rizzo to catch us there, or download the ESPN South Florida app. Mike's lost his voice. First thing he does in the morning to go fix that voice. Where do you go, Mike?
I saw Doc Gallo today. It had nothing to do with me having a rough voice. But I went and saw Doc Gallo today over at Mental Way Medical, kind of just to check in, say what's up. But, you know, Colin mentioned we had a photographer at the game. And the photographer took some pictures of us. I actually, for the first time in a long time, I saw a full body photo. I go, wow. Looking pretty good.
There you go.
Looking pretty good. I don't, outside of, you know, my God cursed me with duck feet, flat feet, you know, can't do anything about that. Other than that, I looked at it and I said, wow, I'm starting to, you know, get sculpted out. I'm starting to actually put on some muscle. And a lot of that has to do with Doc Al at Men's Only Medical. I'm on the weight management and nutrition program there, which means I went through the whole nutrition program with Men's Only Medical. My blood work, my EKG heart test, my Steiku body fat test. I know exactly how much body fat that I have, how much that I have to shed off. And I've shared with you guys, I'm trying to get rid of the bottom of the barrel. You know, I'm good in the legs. I'm good in the arms. You know, I'm good, but the bottom of the barrel, the love handles, man. I'm trying to get rid of those, and I'm doing that with my weight management nutrition program at Mental Way Medical. I'm already down 8 pounds. I'm putting on some muscle. I can't wait to hit that Steiku test coming up in the new year to see my results. You can do the same thing, but here's the thing. This is the one-stop shop men's clinic. You see a bunch of clinics around town in West Palm Beach, specifically tailored for women. Well, this is ours, men. All my men listening, this is our one-stop shop. They got low testosterone treatment. They got ED treatment. They got anti-aging. I mentioned the EKG test. That measures your heart and your beats per minute. It's an advanced cardiovascular center as well. All that going on with Doc Al. And the hair loss solutions, you wouldn't believe some of the work that Doc Al is able to do. I saw him today. I stopped in, said what's up to him. We joked around about the youth basketball thing and me losing my voice. But the biggest thing is the concierge healthcare. Like, I could call Doc Al and be in as soon as today if I'm dealing with something. You know, God forbid I got sick. I needed a prescription. I could call Doc Al and get in the same day. This isn't, oh, you got to wait a week. Oh, God, I got to go to one of those godforsaken, you know, emergency clinics. No, I'm going to go see my primary with Doc Al, Men's Only Medical. That's North Dixie Highway. Go to mensonlymedical.com, mensonlymedical.com. Go see him in person. Go see Nurse E and tell him Riz sent you.
All right, Christian Catt, you heard the entire last hour of our discussions with the callers, our discussion with Chris Swagger, who surprisingly is not on our side, with the youth basketball scandal that we have here with 7th and 8th grade boys. What side are you on? Are you with us?
Swagger's a suit man. Yeah. You know, he's an administrator.
He's so defending his own.
He sees it from 1,000 feet up in the air.
To Chris's point, he's defending his own. He's defending his own.
But one thing, Chris Swagger is the antithesis of parity. And
he's again, he's not the commissioner of the Sun Conference. He is a competitor in the Sun Conference. So you know what? I take that back. You would think that he would see eye to eye with you guys as someone that has dominance in his AD, like everyone under him.
Benji had some inconsistencies, the president of the league, when he called in. Benji was all over the
deflecting.
Place.
He handled himself pretty well.
Oh, of course.
If you didn't give him brushback, we'd be in a problematic spot. Like, if he was left open the floor like it was a debate where they mute one of the mics and
presidential
let him...
Presidential speech. You're all good when you get the written speech in front of you. It's when you get the questions that we find out what type of candidate we have here.
You're obviously alluding to the Senate building in Coruscant in Star Wars, where they're able to mute the pods.
It absolutely
right?
was.
That's exactly where Senator Amidala was trying to talk about the Naboo crisis, but, you know, she got muted by the Trade Federation. But now, anyway.
I see a redistribution of wealth. The wealth on your basketball team, the wealth of talent on your basketball team, where the powers that be took it and said, nah, that's ours. That's not yours. No, I know you just drafted that team. I know that we actually initially put that wealth in your pocket, but we're taking it right back. I'm with you guys.
It's funny to me.
The fact that you got your face kicked in for an entire season.
And you heard it. It was all season long, dude.
Like, for a team you didn't draft, for the first time you get the keys and determine your fate that you did too good of a job, and they immediately implement a different check and balance mid-season.
It's been four quarters.
It's something, Christian, something I took offense of. Now, I mentioned, I got out in front of it. I had to do Inter-Miami that Saturday. I was unable to go to the draft in the evaluation process. Right. I had to work. But I had a problem with Benji basically saying Colin was asking for advice the entire draft.
Yeah, one where he's completely deflecting.
No,
well, hold on.
No, you
will. I'll be a little fair. I was making sure that, all right, this kid, does he have scheduling conflicts? Is that, that's something that...
But like...
talk about it. This kid play?
He made it sound like my guy.
It looked like he drafted the team.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on a second. No.
It made it sound like Colin was deer in headlights. My guy was there, going Pat Riley in the 80s, scouting, Magic Johnson. Okay? I don't want to hear this.
Red Auerbach.
I don't want to hear this, okay? Colin drafted a great team. All right, and we're going to coach the hell out of this team. And it's not my problem you gave us one of the best players. Now you're going to strip him from me? I got to tell this child at practice tonight that he's got
to
go home?
I don't think you're going to have to
tell this adolescent. When this adolescent...
No, you got to knock on the door tonight.
And I don't think you're going to have to designate him from assignment.
Like Coach Taylor and Friday Night Lights, you got to have a conversation with him and the family.
Right, Moneyball, you got to send somebody down.
Colin, before he left, he said, Coach, I can't wait for the year. Now he's going... Who is it, Jalen Phillips? He said it was the best day of his life the day he got traded from the Dolphins to the Eagles. Well, guess what? He's getting traded from the Eagles to the Dolphins. And I guarantee he's going to lose interest. He's got to, we mentioned how great of a baseball player he is. Probably going to show up to that and go, I'm not playing with this. I was with Coach Colin and Coach Mike. I'm not
doing
this.
The 86 Celtics.
I'm not doing this.
The 83 Sixers.
And I just find it ridiculous. The moment we have a good team, we're getting penalized for it. After we lost 73-13, I was crying in the car. Give me a break. Give me a break.
It's an emotional moment for us.
Give me a break, man. 73-13. Christian, I know you guys joke around with me. I was pretty damn good at basketball. I never lost like that a day in my life.
And if
I never
you did,
lost like that a day in my life.
And if you did, I don't think you would want to come back to play anymore. Think that would kill your spirit.
Right. And that's why, and Christian, that's why I was in the car. Like, my God, I'm ruining these kids' experience. Like, I'm not doing it. I was blaming myself. What are you supposed to do? And now we're good. And now we have a great time winning last night. Colin and I are cheesing ear to ear on the sideline. And now they're going to take it from us.
We're the 71 Lakers. We're the 71 Lakers.
It's Bush League. It's Bush League.
Roger Goodell said, you know what? The Lions are a little bit too good. Like, I know they went through decades and decades and decades of pain and anguish. Let's take away Jahmyr Gibbs and Jared Goff. That's not fair.
Put them on the Jets.
We played one game. We played one. It's not like this was five games.
Or maybe Jaden Daniels might be a good answer there.
Like, it's first off, it's ridiculous that you're making a decision to put someone on our team and then you're taking away. Geez, it's not like we played five games or anything. We played four quarters.
Let's have some fun. Let's bounce around. Let's do a little 5 and 5.
Five topics.
High five.
5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Let's get out of here.
Endless takes.
You can't handle the truth.
All gas, no brakes.
And it's shaking, bake 10.
It's time for the 5 at 5.
Hold on to your butts.
Presented by Flagler Credit Union, proud supporter of FAU Athletics. Number one.
Well, the Miami Dolphins coming off a big divisional win, a massive divisional win. They're going overseas for their next affair against the Washington Commanders in Madrid, Spain. What language do they speak in Spain, Mike?
Spanish, but it's a different, it's more formal.
Well,
it's more formal than the
Is that wrong?
Mike McDaniel landed in Madrid. He spoke to the local media in Spain, and this is how he began his media availability.
¿Qué tal?
¿Qué tal, he says, when trying to say ¿Qué tal?, as in, what's going on? And nobody sold it.
Wow.
Nobody laughed.
That's a tough side. I mean, granted, he's probably one of the last people who would care about that, but I mean, that's tough.
No, he went from being a Las Olas, intimidating Buffalo Bill fans inside of Elbow Room, allegedly.
To going to K-Tal with the Madrid media.
He's having a field day after his big win.
Yeah, geez. Talk Buffaloes. About having a parade.
Field himself.
Can we focus up a little bit?
Jeez,
Mike?
Oh, man. See, you didn't
Mike, you're on borrowed time, my friend. You're out.
I guess I got my swagger back. He's being goofy.
Christian, it's like he booked himself a spot in the playoffs. Mate, you won 3 games. Chill out.
K-Tal?
No, it's K-Toll.
I don't know, guys.
No, Mike McDaniel got it wrong and said K-Toll.
3.8 student my whole life. I failed Spanish. Couldn't tell you what it means.
We're going to go to college football, where the CFP Rankings TV show went on last night. You look at the 1 through 10, it goes OSU, Indiana, Texas A&M, Bama, Georgia, Texas Tech, Ole Miss, Oregon, Notre Dame, Texas, Oklahoma, BYU. That was your top 12, excuse me. What was your biggest takeaway from the latest rankings from the ever-so-important committee?
Didn't punish BYU as much.
Right.
Now you got to question yourself. We thought it would be the ACC who might have 2 bids. Can the Big 12, is there a path for them to get 2 bids in there? If BYU plays a very competitive game, wins tight against Texas Tech, do you put both of them in? That's probably the only route that this could happen.
I would think Georgia Tech. I think Georgia Tech's better than BYU. It's my 2 cents. And the fact that they were 16 and BYU was the last team in at 12 was a bit shocking to me. I liked that Miami moved up. I mentioned to you guys the only team in the ACC that I really would like to see would be Miami, because I think realistically they're the only team that could win a game. Now, if Georgia Tech faces off, that if they get in, they're going to be a back half team. They're going to play a good team. They're going to play a top 5 team. They're not going to win that. Miami would actually give Georgia, Alabama, A&M, Indiana, Ohio State, if it stays the way it does, those top 5 teams, they would give them a game. How many times last year, and I feel like the changes the committee made is because of how bad those first round matchups were last year.
Right.
I mean, Penn State, who, you know, they don't have their coach. Christian was at the game. You know, SMU never stood a chance against Penn State. And there were plenty of other games like that in the first round, too. The Boise State game, I know it's the same team a week after. But, like, they got to fix that. And BYU, in my opinion, is a fraudulent team. I'm sorry. The only team they played was Texas Tech. And I know we could go schedule game with a lot of other teams. I get all that. But eye test, man, they're not. They don't belong. The rest is fine, though. Like, one, realistically, boys, I can't stand Notre Dame, but, like, are they one of the 12 best teams? Probably. So, like, the only thing I can write home about is BYU being in after losing, like, the lone big game they played all year.
I mean, BYU still has to play Cincinnati. You know, they played well against Utah. I understand that. I do. And they got a true freshman starting at quarterback. I think there's a level of rewarding. And we had the same conversation last year. Hey, SMU had a great year. You got to reward that. Now, that's the same reason that USF is probably, let's say whoever wins the American is going to be in as that group of 5, right? And the American is wide open. There's about 5 teams that still have a chance.
Now, Kyle, there's a lot of teams that are going to have elimination games coming up, too, like Michigan in the Big Ten. Every game they play is an elimination game.
And they got Northwestern and Maryland, and that Ohio State game will be an elimination game.
But like, all the two, Oklahoma.
Texas this weekend against Georgia.
So, like, look in the SEC. Any SEC team that has 2 losses on the season and in the conference, these are elimination games for them coming up. What did we learn last year? New year, new you. I understand all that. But I don't, with how the SEC is right now, you can't have more than 2 losses. You can't. And I don't care what Greg Sankey allegedly, apparently, said.
He didn't say it?
Okay.
No.
God,
I told you that yesterday.
I blame Brian.
I told you this yesterday.
I blame Brian. But anyway.
I didn't receive that text.
Because you know, with the Android thing. Anyway, it's fun. It's fun to watch these games right now because there's a lot at stake. And the committee got it right outside of BYU.
Three Big 12 teams before an ACC school.
I mean, ACC is in shambles with Miami, Florida State, and Clemson all stinking. Clemson was a top 5 team before the year. Miami was as high as the number 2 team in the country. Florida State was a top 10 team. They stink. They're not good.
I think you're putting a lot on the brand recognition. You're not giving Georgia Tech any credit. Got a good coach. Coach can get a good job. And Haynes King, who's a good player, has been around a long time.
Now, we'll see against Georgia, right? They played Georgia at the end of the year. They did it last year. If I want to play high and mighty, all right. Too many times they drop a game in that eighth. They drop like two or three.
They're in a lot of tight games, but that's why they play tight game, good or bad team. That's
what it is.
It's
a fun team to watch. That quarterback's fun. I'll admit that.
Number three.
Hey, let's go to the NFL where Rob Gronkowski signed a one-day contract to officially retire a New England Patriot. Gronkowski might be known as the greatest tight end of all time to some. Here's some of the stats for you. 92 receiving touchdowns, third all-time among tight ends. 9,286 receiving yards, sixth all-time among tight ends. Is Rob Gronkowski the greatest tight end of all time to you? And if not, who is?
He is to me. What, he played 10, 11 years in the National Football League?
Yeah.
Played 11 years. So, you know, Tony Gonzalez played forever. Kelsey's played a long time as well. You can make, I see the thing is, I look at like, all right, well, in a postseason big game, I want Rob Gronkowski, but yeah, I mean, Travis Kelce is as good as anybody in a postseason game. So you got to give him credit for that. But the one thing about Gronk is he is a little bit more of a stereotypical tight end in terms of how he blocks. He's a more of a forceful person. He's less of a receiver, more of a combo. I would take Gronk over anybody, but I totally understand if you'd go Kelce. I don't understand if you'd go Gonzalez.
It's Kelce for me. Kelce, I think, with his consistency, and listen, I'm not saying Gronk. Gronk was one of the, let me make this clear. I think Gronk was probably the best postseason tight end, with, as crazy as that sounds. Kelce and how great he's played in the postseason, Gronk probably has had the better moments with Brady. With that said, I'm taking Kelce because of the longevity. He would play every game. His regular season numbers are there. He's breaking all of the tight end numbers as it is.
As a receiver.
I think consistently top to bottom, the body work, Kelce is better. But pure postseason is probably Gronk. I would put Kelce number one.
The thing is, if I were to draft one for a big game, I'm probably going Gronk. I probably am.
He played with Brady too, but you can say the same thing with Kelce. Say the same thing with Kelce with Mahomes.
Wait a second. What can you say about Tony Gonzalez then? If you've got these two all-time great tight ends that have been... Those numbers are inflated because of how good their quarterbacks are.
Because of how they played, what era they played in.
Right. Yeah. But my issue with Gons is the postseason. Now, we're forgetting someone entirely who probably has a seat at the table, and Antonio Gates, too.
Oh, there
you go.
Gates
was unbelievable. Gates, LaDainian Tomlinson, and Vincent Jackson. I was a Fairweather Charger fan growing up with that great offense and Phillip Rivers. All right. I mean, geez. But... those are probably the four guys you look at. And you can make an argument for all four. You really can. Gates, they never won a big postseason game. Tony Gons, was he on that 2016 Falcon team that lost to... lost to New England? He might have been.
I don't think so.
Regardless. Maybe that was a fever dream or something. But regardless, you can make any case for those four. I just think Gronk and Kelce have more postseason success. That's why they get remembered.
Yeah. Okay, remembered, yes. But, I mean, I'm not going to give a... postseason loss to a tight end.
No.
It's kind of almost unfair to dish out these quarterback losses in postseason because they're one player on one side of the ball, let alone a tight end.
I mean, the way I view it, I totally understand what you're saying. But in terms of all pros, I got the all pros right here too. All pros is how many times you're the best player in the league. Gonzalez is six. Kelce and Gronk have four apiece.
They play at the same time.
Then you got Shannon Sharpe, who's sitting there with four. You got Antonio Gates, who's got three. You got Dat back there with Dave Casper, who's got four. Jason Witten quietly has two. Kellen Winslow, Newsom. Then you get down the list a little bit or in terms of the All-Pros. Kelce and Gronkowski sort of overlapped each other a little bit.
Jimmy Graham, everyone?
First-team All-Pro. He has one first-team All-Pro. Five Pro Bowls. So, and the one thing about Gonzalez is Gonzalez played 16 seasons. Keep that in mind.
So are you using that against him
for
cumulative?
It's a positive. Okay. It's a positive. But he played 16 seasons. And he was done in 2013. While Gronk and Kelce's in his 11th season right now. He's probably going to play an additional one. Whereas Gronk ended it after 11. Shannon Sharpe played 12. Here's the question. Who would you want in a big game? Kelce has better receiving stats, but he has worse red zone numbers. Gonzalez has the best receiving stats of all of them because he played the longest. That's a cumulative statistic. And then in terms of receptions, Gronkowski does not lead the clubhouse. But played on a team where like, you know, spreading the wealth.
He had the biggest play in their last Super Bowl win. The
that's
Patriots.
I said, like, Christian, that's why.
Patriots, he was good in the Buccaneer game.
Boys, that's why I go to the. You remember the postseason.
The greatest, I guess. Yeah, that's fair. It
you
is
remember
narrative-based.
The postseason. And not only, like, the reason I went with Kelce, too, he has the regular season numbers. Would you say he's first in receptions all time?
No, he's. Gonzalez has got the lead in the club. Okay. But in terms of per capita, essentially, yes.
So, like, you know, he's got the full body of work. And poor Gronk, he had injury problems, too.
It's true. When he was available, Gronk was a beast. But, you know, he got concussions in bad moments.
I've never seen anything like Gronk. Honest to God, with his body type.
And you got
to
remember, in the game they beat Kansas City, Gronk had 2 touchdowns in that game. And then when they won 31-9.
When D. Ford was offsides?
That was the game before.
Okay.
But it was the
Super Bowl.
They took down Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
He had 2 touchdowns in that game. He had 67
yards. Tampa Bay. Sorry.
Right here.
Tampa Bay.
I'm looking at his postseason statistics. And in the game they lost to Philadelphia, 116 yards, 2 touchdowns as well.
Wow.
So, I mean, a big game player. You want to go down to the game they lost to Denver, the Manning year, 144 yards and a touchdown.
Colin, the best part, if I could rewind back to the Tampa Bay thing, Brady pulled him off of the couch, essentially, for those games.
Yeah, get in the game.
He had Gronk, 1 year of retirement.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
They pulled Gronk off of the couch for that. Dude, Gronk is hysterical.
He's the best.
Gronk really did also
the Seattle game, the Malcolm Butler game, six receptions, 68 yards, and a touchdown. He scored every game that postseason.
Gronk, there is a picture that surfaced. He was on the sideline at an Ohio State visit, and he was just violently hungover.
Oh,
Did you guys see that picture?
Yeah, he talked about
that
before.
And then he went on a podcast, like, and you know me, an Ohio guy, so like, Miami of Ohio, you know, Battle of the Bricks, as Colin knows. He goes, dude, we love Miami of Ohio. And he was just talking about all the party moments that he had. Gronk's the bro. He's the ultimate bro that you could relate to if you've been a bro in college before.
Yeah, and Travis Kelce's the guy who gets a girlfriend and, you know, he changes forever.
Hang on. Kelce was a bro. All right.
Was.
He went to Cincinnati. And listen, all right, the Kelce brothers could let it loose.
Is the state of Ohio tight end U?
No, it's the College of Iowa is considered tight end U. But dude,
the state.
I tried telling you guys Ohio's. Listen, it's kind of backed off recently, but Ohio's an amazing college football state. High school football state. Amazing, top 5 in the country.
How about Kelce for a second, Harry? How about the 6 straight postseason games? Here are his statistics from 2021 to 2022. 2021 was when they lost to Tampa. 2022 is when they lost to Cincinnati in the AFC title game. It consecutively from 3 apiece in each year. He went 8 for 109 in a score, 13 for 118 in 2 scores in that Buffalo game where they won the AFC title. Then in the game they lost to Tampa Bay, he had 10 for 133, no scores. Then the following year, that first game they played Pittsburgh, he had 5 for 108 and a touchdown. Then the game after, Buffalo once again, that was the 13-second game. He had 8 receptions, 96 yards, and a touchdown. And then against Cincinnati, he had 10 receptions, 95 yards, and a touchdown. How about that? Ooh. So that is postseason performance, if I've ever seen it. Now, the Super Bowls, he had 6 for 81 against Philly the year they beat him, 6 for 81 in a score. And the game they won against San Francisco, the Brock Purdy game, he had 9 for 93. And he was terrible like everybody else in Kansas City last year. It's comparable. It really is. In my opinion, Kelce is a possession receiver. He's a savvy receiver. Gronk is a dominant receiver. I think that's the way you got to do it.
You throw it up.
Gronk's a dominant player.
You throw
Kelce's
it.
Kelce's savvy.
If Gronk had Kelce's football brain, whew.
Yeah, Kelce's savvy. There's no doubt. He's like knowing zones and everything.
Here's how I look at it, too.
Shtick. That's his shtick.
But here's what I look at it as. Gronk, you throw it up to him. He's going to come down with it. Kelce, he carves your defense on his
routes. He'll find the open spot.
He carves your defense.
You can't move the chains. You got a guy who moves the chains versus a guy who scores
touchdowns. He knows if you're in a cover 2. He knows if you're in a cover 0. Like, that is Kelce. That's his game.
But that's almost like, it's more so the chemistry with his quarterback that allows that for Kelce.
Agreed.
Like, Pat Mahomes can know that Kelce might not run the route that was designed.
And he said that before. So yeah, keep that in mind,
too. The 13-second play was not the play.
Yep.
He looked at Mahomes and told him, I'm going to do something different.
All right. Yeah, you want to bring up
Frazier was playing pre-bet defense.
You want the Alex Smith years? He's got 4 playoff games under his belt with Alex Smith. His first ever game in 2016, they beat Houston 30-0. He had 8 receptions, 128 yards, no touchdowns. Then the following game, the game they lost to New England with Alex Smith, he had 6 receptions, 23 yards, no score. Bad game. And then offensively, the next year, they lost 2 straight playoff games. They lost to Pittsburgh and Tennessee. Tennessee was the Marcus Mariota game. I remember that. 5 receptions, 77 yards, no touchdowns. 4 receptions, 66 yards, and a touchdown. Still pretty good, pretty productive. Not nearly as good as when he was with Mahomes.
Okay.
There's your tight end debate. I think it's up for grabs. I would take Gronk, but I understand why.
Like I said, all 4. Gons, Gates, Kelsey, Gronk. You can make your case for all 4.
Yeah, the position changed too. So, like, the criteria might have been different 15 years ago when talking about that position. But we go to number 5, the 5 at 5, presented by Flagler Credit Union. The New York Giants are going to start Jameis Winston at quarterback this weekend against the Packers. Interim head coach Mike Kafka announced, according to Adam Schefter. Dart out, concussion protocol. Russell Wilson, QB3. Bad at football. Here is Jameis Winston answering to the media when they asked him, what should New York know about you, Jameis?
I want fans to know that I'm going to do my best. You know, obviously, I'm going to have fun, but I'm going to execute, have a surgical execution, and just play ball, man. Like, this is something I've been doing since I've been 4 years old, and I just get to do it in the greatest city in the world. I'm going to be saying it with my son. It's the greatest city in the world. Yeah, that's a Hamilton reference, if y'all don't know.
Yeah.
10-year reunion.
Christian, we did this shtick last year in Cleveland, and it was fun for about a week.
But he has a game.
Listen, last year, it was that godforsaken Thursday game in the snow.
The snow game.
Okay,
that's
and right. Then now, if I can, selfishly, I would trade Dylan Gabriel for Jameis Winston right now. If it meant that I didn't have to watch Dylan Gabriel play football, I would do Jameis and his shtick all over again.
VitaCost Sports Certified Marketplace. It's built for athletes, people who want to understand what just nutrition can do for you. Clean supplementation and nutrition is really 80% of the battle. Showing up and doing the work is 20% of it. Whether you're prepping for a race, grinding at the gym, just trying to be a little bit more health conscious, get into shape, VitaCost is your go-to because they got 400+ performance-enhancing supplements. It's a sports-certified marketplace. They're all certified, which means that they're free of any banned substances, and they all help you take the next step. Go to VitaCost.com/sport-certified to make your purchase today. Use code ESPN. 20 for 20% off. That's code ESPN20 for 20% off. Level up your game over at VitaCost. We'll close out the program next. It's Russo and Rizzo, ESPN 106.3.
Let's get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
You know, only if Hard Rock Bet allowed it. If our youth games were on the app and the spread, you know, -28.5, one thing I would promise is you take our team, Mike Rizzo and Kyle Rizzo, 7th and 8th grade boy teams.
With the ridiculousness of the 1 point.
Even with the mercy rule, after 14 points, every basket becomes 1. I would say you take us in a heartbeat. But you can go over to the Hard Rock Bet app if you don't want to bet that. Yeah. You can bet college basketball, the NBA, NFL, everything, all on the app.
Realistically, folks, the Hard Rock Bet app. I mentioned this the last time. I'm going to say it again. For all you snowbirds that are here, all right, that might, you know, that you might be using some other godforsaken betting app. The betting app we use down here is Hard Rock Bet. And if you're new to Hard Rock Bet,
it's the only
bet
legal
$5.
One.
Okay? Only legal one, too. So you got to download it. All right? You bet $5, and if you win your first bet, You deposit those $5, you know, we'll give you a winner on the show. Once you get that winner, you're going to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. I talk about this all the time, too. The 100. For those of you that are in your car asking, Riz, what is the 100? It's everything you didn't know that you needed. It's a limited-time boosted bet. Once 100 people place the bet, it moves on. So it's boosted odds on bets. And once 100 people are on it, a new one generates. So take advantage of all this great stuff with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. Kyle and I were just talking about, you know, how college basketball is going to have a great season this year. I mean, geez, the Illinois, the Peja Stojakovic's son. Real
Andre
deal.
Stojakovic.
Okay? It's a real deal out there in Illinois, team that I covered for 3 years. We were talking about Collins UConn Huskies, the Kentucky Wildcats. Why I say it's all on the app. If you're a college basketball better, it's on the app. But more importantly, football season. We're winding down. Isn't it crazy, boys? We're winding down with football season on the college
until,
side.
2 weeks until rivalry week.
Correct, and you know, when I lose sleep. But regardless, download the app. And if you're a snowbird, Take advantage of betting $5 on a game and possibly getting $150 if your bet wins. That's our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus, physically present in the state of Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. If you're concerned about gambling, please call 1-833-PLAY-WISE. That's 1-833-PLAY-WISE.
Who's going to be your team this year? Illinois?
I like to, you know.
You're a fair-weather Kentucky fan.
I'm a fair-weather Kentucky fan, and I'm ashamed of it, but it is what it is. You know, Kentucky, Ohio State, I have a soft spot for Illinois, covering that team for 3 years of being entrenched in Peoria. I mean, how can it be Illinois? With the little of the game that I was able to watch last night.
It's like the presidential election. You got to choose somebody who could win.
So they're eight deep. That team is eight deep. And the funniest part is they haven't even cracked the top 10 yet. They're like 14th in the country. That looked like one of the best teams in the country. Granted, we just started here. But another team that I like that I was doing some research on after I saw them win by about 70 points and Hurley was still complaining are your Huskies. Dude, UConn's a real deal with their senior-ridden team. And you mentioned me, a freshman that hasn't even played yet.
Yeah, so they got a big game this weekend. They play the thing about this year is fun because you're going to see a lot of future NBA players are playing. There's a lot. This draft class is going to be as good as there's been in years. So one of the kids is on BYU. I'm sure everybody's heard about him. AJ Dibanza. UConn's got him this weekend. So we'll see. And then they got Arizona next week.
I saw his game against Villanova. Was very impressive. First ever college game.
Arizona was playing, who's good, was playing Northern Arizona. Tim Russo, my brother's
Timmy.
Team.
Timmy.
And they had Arizona at Arizona, and so it was on ESPN+. Plus. They're not putting that game on broadcast television.
All right, let's hold off on the jabs at Timmy.
Well, here's what happened. So they comes out. It was 3-0. All right, we're in trouble. All right, 3-0 in Arizona. Then Northern Arizona rumbles back. It's 5-4. Oh, my God, it's 5-4? All right, we get to the under 8 timeout. It's 9-5. All right, we're in trouble. And then we get to the below 12 timeout, and it's 23-11. All right, getting out of hand a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Next media timeout. 38-13. Oh, God. Oh, no. It was a 40. It was a 35-point game at half. It was a 40-point game to finish off the game. That was it.
Yikes.
And Arizona's best player went 3 of 10 from the field.
Is Timmy playing in Florida? Can we travel and see him this year?
No.
Damn.
No. You don't want to see that team.
I want to see your brother.
You don't want to see
I've never
that
met
team.
Your brother. I'd love to see your brother and watch him coach a college basketball game. Pretty cool.
You don't want to see that team.
Come on, Colin. It's your flesh and blood, mate.
That team stinks. We'll see. Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Christian Kapp. Appreciate Christian keeping us up over the air. Stick around because you got Pink Smoke. Get your inner Miami fix coming up right after this with Mike Rizzo and Damian Perez. Stay tuned right here, ESPN 106.3.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining built Ford tough, and never settling for second best. But what's really made Ford F-Series the number one selling trucks in America is you. Ford F-Series, built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year total sales.